From Athens, Georgia, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and New York City, New York, the National Broadcasting Company presents the College Quiz Bowl. Here transcribed is the All-American Quiz Game, which matches against each other the varsity scholars of two great American colleges in the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, it's the University of Minnesota, broadcasting from Minneapolis, out to maintain the amazing pace which has resulted in seven straight Quiz Bowl victories against the varsity scholars of the University of Georgia, on the air from Athens, Georgia. And here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hello there, everybody. It's good to have you with us. We're happy to be here with another Battle of the Brains. Tonight, the University of Georgia, not at all impressed by Minnesota's seven consecutive wins here in the College Quiz Bowl, challenges the Gophers to a half-hour fight to the finish. So let's go down to Athens, Georgia first to meet the challengers. On hand to serve as referee for the Georgia team is Bill Gribben of station WSB Radio in Atlanta. Are you with us, Bill?
I sure am, Alan, and with me here in the library auditorium are four students who appear to be likely candidates for the Quiz Bowl's winner's circle. And here they are to introduce themselves.
Phyllis Johnson, Atlanta, Georgia.
Bill Reed of Carrollton, Georgia.
Virginia Warren, Athens, Georgia.
Mary Cathy, Washington, D.C.
Okay, there you have the Georgia team. Now let's get out to what is currently the home of the Quiz Bowl champions, the University of Minnesota campus. Back again to act as Minnesota's referee is Bob Boyle of station KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul. How are things in Murphy Hall, Bob?
Just fine out here, thanks, Alan. There's an eager crowd assembled to cheer the Minnesota team on to its eighth Quiz Bowl title. The team is exactly the same as in previous weeks, and here they are to say hello.
Tom Clayton, Winona, Minnesota.
Roger Feinstein, Pelham, New York.
Colleen Helgeson, Excelsior, Minnesota.
And Jack Davies, Coleraine, Minnesota.
Yay! Roger!
Okay, we've met both teams. Now, Roger Tuttle, will you give us a quick rundown on the Quiz Bowl rules?
The quiz is set up to determine how much these varsity scholars know and how quickly they can call upon their knowledge. And so we have toss-up questions, and this is the way they work. Alan Ludden asks a question, and the first team to signal it has the answer gets a chance to answer. When Georgia signals, you'll hear... And when Minnesota signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here on the board in front of Alan and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if the team winning a chance at the toss-up question gives a wrong answer, the question then goes to the other team. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question. Each question is worth a designated number of points. And the team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl. Well, that's the way the game is played, so now let's play it.
And there's the opening whistle, and here's the first toss-up question. May I tell you that if you win this toss-up question, you'll get a chance at a 25-point bonus question. So on your toes, Georgia, on your toes, Minnesota. Here we go with our first toss-up. For 10 points, what is the exact last line of The Night Before Christmas? Minnesota.
Jack Davies.
Happy Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Right for 10 points, Minnesota. Okay, Jack, you won for Minnesota a chance at a 25-point bonus question by knowing the last line and saying it exactly to the night before Christmas. Here's a mathematical question that's worth 25 points. You are to start with the age of a teenager in a Booth Tarkington title. Add to that the year George Washington was inaugurated. Divide that sum by the number of lines in a regular sonnet and give me the numerical answer. Anybody on the Minnesota team? Anybody take it? What's your numerical answer?
103.
Anybody else?
No.
We'll have it in a second.
All right. You got just about a second more, George, Minnesota. Okay. Is 103...
Yes, your... Our math is good.
103, we'll have to take it at that. The correct answer, Minnesota, I'm sorry, was 129, because you take 17 from the Tarkington title, plus 1789, Washington's inauguration, that equals 1806. You divide that by 14, which, of course, the lines in the sonnet, and you get 129. Okay, there is your bonus question. Now, before I proceed, may I just hear your buzzer, Georgia? Will you push your buzzer? Okay, will you push your buzzer, Minnesota? Okay, my lights are working fine here on the board. I just wanted to check that. Okay, here we go with a toss-up question worth 10 points. A man nicknamed Finney recently urged a higher tariff policy. For 10 points now, tell us, who is Finney? Who is Finney? Nobody knows. All right, I must tell you, it's Sinclair Weeks, Secretary of Commerce. Here we go with another toss-up question. For 10 points, tell us, in what Shakespearean play is Simple a servant to Slander? Where are my English majors? Shakespearean comedy, Merry Wives of Windsor. All right, back to another toss-up question. According to the Christmas song, The 12 Days of Christmas, tell us for 10 points, on which day of Christmas would you receive maids a-milking? Minnesota.
Jack Davies.
8 maids a-milking, the 8th day.
That's right. Okay, Minnesota, 10 points. On the 8th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, and so forth. Okay, Minnesota, you got a chance at a 30-point bonus. Since this is the season for buying and trimming Christmas trees, see if you can, for 10 points each, identify other trees from fact and fiction. First of all, for 10 points, a whole forest of trees that move.
The trees in Macbeth, yes. From the forest of, Burnham Woods, marching on Dunsinane.
That's right. The Burnham Wood in Macbeth by Shakespeare. Well, I'm glad to know you know Macbeth, even though you don't know Merry Wives. All right. A famous, now for 10 points, tell me what tree is this? It's a famous urban-grown helianthus tree.
The tree that grew in Brooklyn.
That's right. Betty Smith's famous tree that grew in Brooklyn. All right. Tell me for 10 points the tree that in early American history was used to hide a constitution.
Constitution oak.
The charter oak.
That's right.
Connecticut.
And Hartford, Connecticut. Right for 10 points, Minnesota. Okay, are you there, Georgia?
Oh, you betcha.
Okay, you're just warming up, aren't you? All right, now, before we get along to another toss-up question, I think it's time to find out what the stakes are in this quiz game. Roger Tuttle?
Each week, NBC will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. Now, it may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And to each member of the losing team, you'll receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. And now with a score, Minnesota 50, Georgia nothing. With 19 and a half minutes to go, back to a toss-up question. And remember, the team answering it correctly gets a chance at a bonus question. Alan?
Okay, here we go. 10 points. If you can tell us the name of the man who polled nearly 1 million votes for President of the United States while he was confined in the Atlanta Penitentiary. Minnesota.
Roger Feinstein.
Eugene Victor Debs.
Right for 10 points. Oh, Georgia. We took that one. Okay. Roger, you won for Minnesota a 20-point bonus question. A 20-point bonus question. A rather unusual birthday present has been described as containing a dash of Rhodes, a smidgen of Fulbright, and a seasoning of .4. Now, we're going to give you 20 points if you can tell us both what the present is and whose it is. Anybody on the Minnesota team?
The Rhodes is a Rhodes Scholarship, which was given by Cecil Rhodes for
Yes, but what is the unusual birthday present we're talking about? We want to know. This is a present that has been described as containing a dash of Rhodes, a smidgen of Fulbright, and a seasoning of .4. Now, what is that present, and whose is it? Do you know it was in your newspapers recently? Time's up, Minnesota. It's the fellowship program, and it was a present to Eisenhower. At his recent birthday, a group of his friends got together funds for an Eisenhower fellowship program that was thus described. That was the present we're talking about. And here we go back for a 10-point question, a 10-point toss-up question. For 10 points, give us the more well-known name of Mrs. David Selznick. Georgia.
That would be Mary Caffey.
Jennifer Jones.
Right for 10 points, Georgia. And you want a chance at a three-part musical bonus, Georgia. Now, here you go. Each of the popular tunes that you're about to hear includes the name of an article of clothing in its title. Now, all you have to do for 10 points each is to tell us what the clothing is. Here we go with the first one. Anybody in Georgia?
This is Bill Reed.
Okay, Bill.
Button up your overcoat.
Right, for 10 points, Georgia. Now, what? Here you go. Now, tell us what item of clothing is mentioned in this currently popular song.
Bill Reed, a glove.
Yes, Bill. What?
A glove.
That's right. That velvet glove. Right for 10 points, Georgia. Okay. For 10 more points now, Georgia, you'll get 10 more points if you know what item of clothing is mentioned in this title.
For Georgia.
Okay, Bill.
Would that be stockings?
No, that wouldn't be stockings. Anybody else take it? And Georgia?
Virginia Warren.
Okay, Virginia.
Would it be a hat?
No, you got them almost. It's the shoes. Oh. Boy. Okay, what's the score now, Roger?
Score stands right now. Georgia, 30 points. Minnesota, 60 points. We have 16 minutes to go in tonight's college quiz bowl.
Okay, and here we go with another toss-up question. For 10 points, tell us. What opera by the Italian Donizetti is based on a novel by the poet Sir Walter Scott? Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson.
Lucia de Labramore.
Right, Colleen, right. Right for 10 points, Minnesota. Colleen, can you tell me the name of the Scott novel?
I believe it has the same name. No, it's, I don't know.
Ladies and Lake.
No, it's The Bride of Lammermoor.
Oh, yeah.
You are right, though. Lucia de Lammermoor is based on that novel by Sir Walter Scott. All right. You won a chance now, Minnesota, at a 20-point bonus question, and it's a very timely one. When Santa Claus calls for his 8 tiny reindeer, he has a name for each one. Now, you will earn 20 points if you can name all 8, but not a point if you don't name all 8. Are you ready?
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen,
Comet,
Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen.
Oh, okay, you got all 8. Blitzen, Comet, Cupid, Dancer, Dasher, Donner, Prancer, Vixen. That it is alphabetically arranged that way. Okay, here we go back to a toss-up question. What did I do? Did I do something wrong?
That's the way it's arranged in the poem.
Yeah, you did it as arranged in the poem. You're right. Okay, here we go with a toss-up question. Ready, Georgia?
Oh, we're ready.
Okay, Minnesota, ready? Here we go. Baseball is divided into innings. For 10 points, tell us, into what time period do we divide polo? Minnesota.
For Minnesota, Colleen Helgeson.
A chucker.
That's right, Colleen. Okay, you know sports too, don't you, Colleen? Okay, here we go with a 20-point bonus question, Minnesota. For 10 points. Can you name the big four of the First World War?
Orlando, Clemenceau, Wilson, and Lloyd George.
Right for 10 points. Now, you'll get 10 more points. Those are the big four. Now, you're going to get 10 more points if you will tell us Who are the little three of Calic College athletics?
Williams, Amherst,
and Wesleyan.
That's right for 10 points, Minnesota. Okay, here we go back to a toss-up question. If you blued some cloth, you'd be adding certain powders while laundering it. Now, for 10 points, tell us, what would you be doing to the material if you pinked it? Georgia.
Mary Caffey.
You'd be shearing the seams. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Shearing the seams in the zigzag pattern. Okay. Here we go. You've got a chance at a 25-point bonus question, Georgia. By knowing about shearing the seams, are you a good sewer, Mary Caffey? Are you a seamstress?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one for you. Now, here's one that's a kind of current news you may know about. You know, Jose Ferrer is a very well-known actor, director, and producer. Can you, for 25 points, tell us the present occupation of another Jose Ferrer, to wit, Jose Figueres Ferrer? Who is he for 25 points, Georgia?
Would he be the alternate that stood in for Laniel in the Bermuda Conference?
No, he wouldn't be that. Now, I wonder what else he could be. Anybody in Georgia know?
One other chance. A racer? A race driver?
Nope. I'm sorry you lost it, Georgia. He is the president of Costa Rica, inaugurated recently at San Jose.
Hold it, Alan. That's the halftime whistle, which calls for a one-minute timeout.
All right, I got 30 seconds here to talk to you down in Georgia. And Bill Reed, you're a great man on music down there. And I was looking over my information sheet here about you, and it says that you're a law major, a history minor, with no extracurricular activities. And I want to know what that means. How come?
Oh, man, I'm married.
Oh, you're married?
Yes.
That means you have no extracurricular activities on the campus, huh?
That's correct.
How long you been married, Bill?
Oh, some 3.5 years.
3.5 years. Are you a veteran?
Yes, I am. Marine Corps.
You're a Marine Corps veteran. How long were you in the Marines?
4.5 years.
Did you volunteer?
Yes, I did.
And you're going to school on the GI?
That's correct.
Say, Bill, what do you think about boys who've got to get out of high school and go into the service before going to college? Do you recommend it?
I do very much so.
Why?
Well, it's a wonderful experience. You have time to settle down before you start with your training for your profession.
Make you a better student?
You do, very much so.
Okay. Even being married help you?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Now I'd like to move from Atlanta, Georgia, or Athens, Georgia, clear up to Minneapolis, Minnesota, to talk to that Minnesota team. I'm going to ask Tom Clayton, Roger Feinstein, Colleen Helgeson, and Jack Davies what they're going to do in the Christmas vacation coming up. Tom, what are you
going to
do?
I'm going to live in an igloo in my backyard as I'm writing an epic poem about Eskimos.
Oh, yeah. Roger, what are you going to do?
I'm going to be one of the ushers at my sister's wedding.
Where?
In Pelham.
I see. Pelham, New York. Okay, Colleen, what are your plans?
I'm going to catch up on my bird watching.
What do you got
to
watch?
Oh, evening grosbeaks, if I can find them.
Oh, I hope you do, because they're fascinating, aren't they?
Yes.
Jack Davies, what are you going to do during the Christmas vacation?
Generally relax, skate, toboggan, nightlife perhaps a little bit.
Oh, where are you going to have this nightlife perhaps a little bit?
Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Yeah? Okay, well, it sounds like a very interesting Christmas vacation. How about that skiing and tobogganing up there in Minnesota? Georgia, would you like to go up there?
No, thanks.
No.
You don't want to go up there, okay?
Alan, there's the whistle. That means it's time to get back to the quiz now. And a look at the scoreboard. Georgia, 40 points. Minnesota, 120 points. We have 10 minutes to go in the quiz bowl.
Okay, here we go with a toss-up question. For 10 points, what Englishman founded an American colony in order to provide an asylum for debtors? Georgia.
Bill Reed.
That was General Oglethorpe, founded Georgia.
Ah, that's right for 10 points, Georgia. And you want a chance, Georgia, at a musical bonus. A musical bonus question, and we're going to ask you to identify three lovely ladies out of opera. Three lovely ladies out of opera. All of them are brunettes. And as you hear their arias, you're to tell us their names and their nationality. Now, there's a little catch to this. If you get all three of these ladies, you're going to get 50 points. You'll get 20 points for two, and you'll get 10 points for one correct answer. So listen carefully and tell me the name and nationality of these lovely ladies out of opera.
Mm-hmm.
Carmen.
Nationality?
Spain, Spanish.
That's right. All right, now let's see where we go. All right, now remember, that's 10 points. You can get 50 if you get all three. Now, what is the name and nationality of this lady? She's singing, "Oh, My Country."
Aida.
All right, all right. Now, what is her nationality? What is her nationality?
Egyptian.
What?
Egyptian.
Can you, want to work it over, Georgia? You want to work it over? Aida was not Ethiopian. You got it right, Ethiopian. Okay, now you've got 20 points. Now, if you get this next one, you will get 50 points. All right, what is the name and nationality of this lovely lady out of opera?
Madame Butterfly.
All right, what's her nationality?
Phyllis Johnson.
Yes, Phyllis. Now, what's her nationality?
Japanese.
Right for 50 points, Georgia. Okay. What is the score now, Roger?
Score right now, Georgia 100 points, Minnesota 120 points, and we have 7.5 minutes to go in the quiz.
Okay, here we go with the toss-up question. If the angel Gabriel got together in an instrumental duet with the Abyssinian maid in Coleridge's poem Kubla Khan, the music might sound a little strange, but for 10 points, tell us, what would their instruments be? Georgia.
Bill Reed.
Would it be the lute?
And?
The piccolo?
We got to take it, Minnesota. They're answering with a question. Can you
Tom
think?
Tom Clayton.
Gabriel would play a horn, and the damsel would play a dulcimer.
That's right for 10 points, Minnesota. To quote the poem, it says, "A damsel with a dulcimer in a vision once I saw." All right, now, Minnesota, you've got a chance at a 15-point bonus. Listen closely to this story. A newly married couple entertained at their first dinner party this Christmas season. The main course was roast duck. The wine was a dry white wine. The dessert was an apricot whip. Now, the young host was attentive in seeing that the wine glasses were kept full. He was very careful to ask his guests if they preferred white or dark meat. And he let his wife serve the dessert. Now, you're going to get 15 points, Minnesota, if you can tell me the mistake that the husband made. Anybody on the Minnesota team, what was the mistake in that story I just told you, or the husband made?
Roger Feinstein. He shouldn't have asked about the wine. He should have known what wine to offer.
No, Roger. I think it's nice to ask about the wine. He didn't ask about it anyway. He served it. Okay, I must tell you that his mistake was in offering a choice of white or dark meat, since duck has no white meat. Colleen, I thought you'd get that. Okay, here we go back with a toss-up question. For 10 points, who is recognized as the father of the modern American public school system? Minnesota.
Jack Davies.
Horace Mann.
Right for 10 points, Minnesota. Horace Mann. Incidentally, Horace Mann graduated from Brown University in 1819, and next week, you know, the winners of tonight's College Quiz Bowl competition meet the scholars of Brown University. And here we go, Minnesota, with a 25-point bonus question. You know, we all associate the poinsettia with Christmas. You're going to get 5 points, though, now, each time you can tell us the flower that we associate, first of all, with a famous Alexander Dumas heroine.
Camellia.
Yeah, the camellia. That's the flower, right, for 5 points. Now, secondly, you'll get 5 more points if you'll tell us Gertrude Stein's very
Rose. Four of them.
All right, 5 points there. Now, can you... No, not four necessarily, Jack. All right, now can you tell me the flower that was immortalized in a poem by William Wordsworth?
Daffodils.
Right. Now, you'll get 5 more points if you'll tell us the official flower associated with the state of Kansas.
Sunflower.
Right, for 5 points. You'll get 5 more if you can tell us the flower that is the name of President Eisenhower's plane.
Columbine.
Right, for 5 points. What's the score now, Roger?
Minnesota has 165 points. Georgia has 100 points. We have 4 minutes to go in tonight's college quiz bowl.
Here we go. Back with a toss-up question for 10 points. Give us the first names of the 6-year-old Bobbsey twins. Nobody takes that.
Georgia.
Virginia Warren.
Nan.
Can you take it, Minnesota? Can you take it, Minnesota? No, nobody can take it. Well, I'll tell you, it's Flossie and Freddie. There's also an older set of Bobbsey twins named Nan and Bert. Here we go with a toss-up question for 10 points. Name the 3 biblical wise men of... I'm going to take that because that... I've followed me. All right, I'll accept that, Minnesota.
Darlene Helgeson.
Wait a minute. I hear an objection. All right, I'm going to throw it out. It's Caspar, yes. Melchior, and Balthazar. I think that I was going to say wise men of the East, and I got a little mixed up. All right, here we go. Back to a toss-up question. For 10 points, who wrote the line, "Pigeons in the grass, alas"? Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson.
Gertrude Stein.
Right. You know what she wrote it in?
It was in 4 Saints and 3 Acts.
Right again, Colleen. Okay. Colleen, you won from Minnesota a chance at a 30-point bonus question. It's just one simple question. If you know the answer of it for it, we think you've earned 30 points. We want you to tell us, what play was Lincoln seeing at Ford Theater the night he was assassinated? Anybody on the Minnesota team can earn 30 points if they remember that, if he remembers that. Nobody can remember Our American Cousin by Tom Taylor. All right, there's a musical toss-up question coming along now. Here's a musical toss-up question. I want you to tell me now for 10 points, I want you to signal, as soon as you're ready to tell us, the name of this singer. Signal when you know.
I know I don't.
Georgia.
Virginia Warren.
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett, right for 10 points, Georgia. And you know what you won. You won a chance at a 40-point bonus. 40-point bonus here. Though now, listen, Georgia, anybody on the team, you can work for 40 points here. We got a 4-part question. Though money may be the root of all evil, it's often played a very important role in literature. You're going to get 10 points now each time you tell us where in literature a character is offered 1,000 guilders to act as an exterminator. Anybody in Georgia know where?
Virginia Warren again.
Virginia?
The Pied Piper of Hamelin.
Right for 10 points, Georgia. Okay, you'll get 10 more points if you'll tell us, in what drama does a woman borrow 250 pounds for her ailing husband and is later accused by him of being a hypocrite, liar, and criminal? Anybody in Georgia, you remember that play?
Merchant of Venice.
No, anybody in Georgia know another play in which that happens? It really happens in another play.
Enemy of the people, but Ibsen.
You're almost right, but not quite. I'll have to take it as Ibsen's Doll's House. Here we go. Now, for 10 points, tell us, the man in American fiction who steals several thousand dollars to run away with a girl he loves. You may tell me the novel in which this occurs. A man steals several thousand dollars to run away with a girl he loves. You don't know? Thurston from Theodore Dreiser's Sister Carrie. All right, here's a man. A man in the mystery novel is offered $5,000 for the recovery of a statuette of a black bird. A mystery novel. For 10 points, Georgia.
Maltese Falcon.
Right, Maltese Falcon. Sam Spade in The Maltese Falcon by Dashiell Hammett. All right, back to a toss-up question for 10 points. What state borders Arkansas on the north? Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson.
Missouri.
Right for 10 points, Minnesota. Here we go. You got a chance at a 15-point bonus, Minnesota. Now remember your fairy tales and tell us the 15 points. Who was imprisoned in a tower, the only means of access being her long golden tresses?
Rapunzel.
Right for 15 points, Minnesota. Back to a toss-up question.
I'm sorry, Alan, but that's it. Time has run out on tonight's College Quiz Bowl. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 130 points for Georgia and 200 points for the university and the winner, Minnesota. To each member of the Georgia team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, the University of Minnesota will receive a $500 gift to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Minnesota will return next week to compete in this new All-American quiz game with the varsity scholars of Brown University at Providence, Rhode Island. And now here once again is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
May I congratulate again that sensational team in the University of Minnesota. You're just doing a sensational job and everybody's proud of you. And may I also say to the very fine teams in the University of Georgia, Mary Cathy, Phyllis Johnson, Bill Reed, and Virginia Warren, you did mighty well, and I'm sure your whole campus is proud of you. Next week, Minnesota meets Brown University. And in the weeks to follow, we'll have varsity scholars from the University of Michigan, Georgetown University, Ohio State University, and other outstanding colleges and universities all over the nation. So be with us again next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, this is Alan Ludden saying, see you tomorrow on weekend, and so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Georgia, Bill Gribben, station WSB Radio in Atlanta. And for Minnesota, Ben Layton of station KSTP in Minneapolis, St. Paul. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, directed by Ken McGregor.
Stay tuned now for Theater Royal on the NBC Radio Network.